a blessed Holy Tuesday to you. Welcome to the Reformation Holy Week 2024 podcast of Grace Mosaic. A portion of today's gospel reading from the Daily Prayer Project comes from John 12, verses 27 through 36, with a reflection by our ministry coordinator and shepherdess, Ashley Williams. Take some breaths and quiet your heart as you prepare to encounter God's holy word. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
Not feeling pain is addictive. I heard this recently on a podcast where actress and neuroscientist Mayim Bialik discussed the insidious and yet insurmountable amount of numbing and addiction around us. How many men, women, and children have had their lives upended by another's desire to not feel pain? While we readily lament the evils of infamous culprits like drugs, alcohol, gambling, and pornography, each of us, when faced with an hour of trouble, is asking someone or something to, quote, save me from this hour. When a flame strikes my hand, I recoil in anguish. When my head is aching, I reach for ibuprofen. If I am even bored, I scroll an endless gallery of news articles, memes, and Reddit threads. It's only natural, right? Pain is intolerable to be avoided at all costs. And yet herein lies the puzzling life of the Messiah. Jesus, faced with the most troubled hour this world has ever and will ever see, asked the question you and I ask in the dark, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? The one who could save himself did not. Tempted as we are to numb and escape the unimaginable pain before him, a resolve Jesus set his face to the cross for the glory of his Father and the salvation of his people. Before the end of this very day, we each will likely meet a troubled minute or hour. When we inevitably face some cross or another, do not lose heart. As the Father lifted up the Son, so too will we be lifted up in glory, and we will follow our Savior to an eternal rest where pain and death will finally be swallowed up in victory. In our suffering, may we be comforted by Jesus who knows it, who felt it, and who ended pain by embracing it.